The Work of the Priests, Chapter 39, Exodus 39, Leviticus 8, 9, and 10. Children, you still remember what we have told you about the way God had given the Ten Commandments, don't you? You recall how that the dark, thick cloud rested upon the top of Mount Sinai at that time, out of which the lightning continually came, while the rumbling thunderclaps rolled over their heads, and the sound of the trumpet could be heard above that. Also how the whole mountain shook and cracked, and it smoked like an oven. Isn't that right? The Israelites were exceedingly afraid at that time. They dared not remain standing there any longer, but they slowly walked backward, trembling as they went. They said to Moses, "Let the Lord speak to you, and then you can speak to us." Thus God must speak to Moses instead of to them. Why were they so afraid of God? Adam and Eve had not been afraid of God at first, and later they had been. Afterwards they had hidden themselves. How had that come about? You still know that, don't you? They had eaten of the forbidden tree, and by so doing they were disobedient to the command of God. Therefore they had become afraid of God. That was the result of sin. The Israelites were afraid of God, and that also was the result of sin. We also are afraid of the Lord, and that too because of sin. If it should thunder and lightning severely in the summertime, then we tremble from fear. We cannot come into the presence of God because we are disobedient, and for that reason the Lord is angry with us. That is why the Israelites were anxious to have someone who would speak with the Lord in their place. He would be their substitute, their representative. The Lord would now come and dwell with the Israelites. The tabernacle or dwelling place was already finished. We told you about that in the previous chapter. Were all the Israelites, whenever they had a mind to, permitted to come into the tabernacle? Could everyone walk in and out of the tabernacle freely? No, they could not. That was not permissible. Just as everyone is not permitted to walk freely in a king's palace, so also the Israelites were not permitted to walk into the tabernacle of their heavenly king. This was not allowed. Neither was it necessary. Only certain persons were chosen by the Lord to go into the tabernacle in the place of all the people. The men who were chosen for that purpose were the priests. One of them was the main priest. He was the head one, and all the other priests had to listen to him. He was called the high priest. And now the Lord commanded Moses to anoint Aaron, his brother, as the high priest. Thus Moses did not appoint his brother, but the Lord chose him. Aaron had four sons, and they had to be the priests. So they were permitted to come into the tabernacle in the place of all the people of Israel. Thus they were the substitutes, or the representatives of the people. One day Moses called all the people together. They gathered together in the front of the tabernacle. Why? What are they going to do? Come, in our thoughts we also will go and see. Moses, Aaron, and Aaron's sons stand in the foreground. Moses gives Aaron beautiful new clothing. He must take off his own clothing and put on this new clothing. He must first put on a long white coat, which was made of linen. Over that, he must put on a nice light blue coat that was shorter than the first. Many little golden bells, which jingled when Aaron walked, have been sewed onto the lower edge or hem of this blue coat. In that way, everyone could hear when the high priest came. After that, Aaron had to put on a third coat. This coat was beautifully colored and neatly embroidered. The third coat was called the ephod. A small square plate was attached to the forefront of this ephod upon the chest of Aaron, and 12 jewels were set in this plate. A name was written under each jewel, and they were the names of the 12 tribes of Israel. Jacob had 12 sons. Their names were Reuben, Simeon, Levi, Judah, Issachar, Zebulun, Dan, Naphtali, Gad, Asher, Joseph, and Benjamin. The children of Reuben together formed the tribe of Reuben. The children of Simeon formed the tribe of Simeon, etc. So the 12 tribes of Israel carried the same names as the 12 sons of Jacob. Now these names were engraven under the 12 jewels in this plate. This plate with the 12 precious stones was called the breastplate. Aaron the high priest had to carry this breastplate always upon his breast. That was the sign that he represented all the people when he drew near to God. Besides, he carried upon each shoulder a stone with 6 names. All this showed that he represented the people. These were the new garments which Moses had given him. He must clothe himself with them, and from now on wear them. He also received a nice white cap. A gold plate was fastened in the front of this cap. Letters were written upon this plate. Can you read what is written on it? Of course you can't, because it is written in the Jewish language. Those strange marks and letters mean holiness to the Lord. Aaron is clothed so nicely now. But the priests, the sons of Aaron, also received special clothing. However, they were not as nice as Aaron's. These priests received only a long white coat with an embroidered band, like a belt. These priests did not receive the heavenly blue coat with the golden bells and the embroidered coat with the breastplate. Only the high priest received this. These priests also received a white cap, but not the gold plate. From now on, this would be the clothing of the priests. Perhaps you are ready to ask, but what must the priests and the high priest do? What was their work? They had to sacrifice. You have heard more about that, haven't you? I have told you that Cain and Abel sacrificed, and also Noah and Abraham. They took a sheep or an ox, killed this animal, and burned it upon the altar. That animal died in their place. They themselves should really die because of their sin. But now that animal died, and they remained alive. I have already told you that these animals, especially the sheep, pointed to the Lord Jesus, who would die and take upon himself the punishment of sin, so that his people would be forever delivered from the punishment of sin. The blood of this animal could not forgive sins. The blood of the Lord Jesus only could do that. Therefore, every day, new sacrifices had to be made. Now then, in the future, the work of the priests was to sacrifice. They must sacrifice for the people. The Israelites were not to sacrifice each for himself. No, but the priests would do it for them. A lamb was sacrificed every morning at 9 o'clock, and every afternoon at 3 o'clock. More sacrifices were brought, but that is too difficult for you to understand. You will hear more about them if you are spared and you are older. You already know that the brazen altar of burnt offerings stood in the outer court. The animals were sacrificed and burned upon this altar. The fire on that altar must always burn, for it was never permitted to go out. When the sheep was killed in the morning or afternoon, then the blood was caught in a basin. The priest went into the tabernacle with the blood after he had sacrificed this animal. He also had a little incense with him. He then walked into the holy place. The tabernacle was divided into two parts, wasn't it? The holy place and the holy of holies. A heavy, thick curtain, the veil, hung between these two places. Now the golden altar of incense stood exactly in front of this veil. The priests were never permitted to come into the Holy of Holies where the ark stood. Only the high priest was permitted to come there, and then only once a year. When the priest entered into the holy place with the blood and the incense, he also had a pan of fire with him. He had to take this fire from the brazen altar of burnt offerings. The Lord had commanded that. Behold, there he stands before the golden altar of incense. He takes the fire out of the pan with a pair of tongs and lays it upon the altar of incense. He then scatters the incense on the fire, and it burns. On each corner of the golden altar of incense was a golden hook, a golden horn. He dips his finger into the blood and puts the blood on the four horns of the altar. By so doing, he makes an atonement for the sins of the people. When he is finished with that, he leaves the tabernacle. The people are waiting outside in the court. The priest walks straight to the waiting people. He extends his hands over them and blesses them. Our ministers also do that when the church services are finished, don't they? Probably Aaron the high priest sacrificed the first times, but the priests were permitted to do it also. However, there was more work to do. The table of showbread also stood in the holy place. A pile of 6 loaves lay on each side of the table, thus altogether 12 loaves, one for each tribe. These were the show breads. But these loaves could not always remain there, because they would become moldy. The 12 old loaves were taken away every Sabbath, and 12 new fresh loaves were put in their place. The old showbreads were eaten by the priests. There were no windows in the tabernacle. Therefore, the golden candlestick was there with its 7 oil lamps. They had to burn continuously. The priest had to take care of them and be sure that there was always oil in them. Otherwise, they would go out. The tabernacle with the court was not allowed to get dirty, and therefore it must be cleaned by the priests. Besides, a great deal of wood was necessary for the brazen altar of burnt offerings. Water also must be carried to the brazen sea. In short, there was so much work that the priests could not do it alone. Therefore, they received help from the entire tribe of Levi, which was appointed by the Lord to help the priests. The Levites would clean the court every day. They had to gather as much wood as was needed, and they must keep the brazen sea full of water. But they were not permitted to sacrifice. Only the priests were to do that. When Aaron the high priest sacrificed the first time, everything was so new and strange to him. He killed the lamb, caught the blood in a basin, and laid the slain lamb upon the altar. He is now ready to light it. But, oh look, suddenly fire came out of the pillar of a cloud, which rested upon the tabernacle and lit the sacrifice. So it was not necessary for Aaron to light it, for the Lord himself had lit it. That was the sign of the Lord's approval, and a sign that the Lord had accepted this sacrifice. The people saw this and rejoiced. The priests, the four sons of Aaron, walked majestically in their new garments. Two of them, Nadab and Abihu, also want to do something. They are a little proud because they have been chosen to be priests. If they can do something, then all the people will look at them. They think it will be a great honor. They take a pan and put fire in it. With this, they will walk into the tabernacle. However, they had not listened attentively to what the Lord had commanded them. The Lord had said that they should take fire from the altar of burnt offerings, but they did not do that. They made this fire themselves, strange fire, and with that they are ready to go into the holy place. Behold, suddenly a fire comes out of the tabernacle, and both priests fall dead upon the ground. This was the punishment of the Lord upon them. Moses sees this and comes running quickly. It is their own fault, he says. They should have listened. I told them that they had to take fire from the brazen altar of burnt offerings, and they did not do it. The two dead priests are carried away and brought outside the court. They are buried in the wilderness. Children, the Lord will not permit himself to be mocked. We cannot do as we please, but we must do what the Lord wants. If we will go our own way, then we will be punished. Nadab and Abihu, the two sons of Aaron, did not do what the Lord commanded them, and it cost them their lives. Now Aaron has only two sons. He surely was grieved over the loss of both his children. The punishment was severe, but just. By this the Lord would teach them that they had to do exactly what he commanded them. They would be very careful in the future, don't you think so? The same God is still alive. Oh, boys and girls, never ridicule or mock with the commands and the worship of the Lord. For if you do, then it will turn out badly, yes, very badly for you.